From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton called the timing of an FBI announcement that it's assessing new evidence in her case unprecedented and deeply troubling. At a campaign appearance in Daytona Beach, Florida, Saturday, Clinton told her audience that she will not let her campaign be derailed by the latest accusations.
So, no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course, because we know how much this election matters.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to members of Congress Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The FBI director did not say how many emails were discovered or whether they contained classified information. Clinton has said she used the private server rather than a more secure government server because it was more convenient for her. In July, the FBI said the former Secretary of State had been careless but was not guilty of criminal activity. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told supporters that Hillary Clinton's corruption is corrosive to the soul of the nation. Trump said that Clinton set up her private email server with no concern for the good of the American people.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal difficulties. Her criminal action was willful, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful.
Trump vowed that on Election Day, November 8th, in his words, "We're going to change things." This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening a new front to the west. Iraqi troops approaching Mosul from the south advanced into Shura after a wave of U.S.-led airstrikes and artillery shelling against militant positions inside the town. Commanders said that most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields. But they added that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march and helped some civilians to escape. Iraqi soldiers and Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, are advancing on Mosul from the south, east, and north. They're capturing villages and disarming Islamic State booby traps. The United States has ordered family members of the U.S. consulate staff in Istanbul, Turkey, to leave the country because of the threat from extremist groups. The State Department said the evacuation order announced Saturday was based on intelligence that showed extremist groups are continuing aggressive efforts to attack U.S. citizens in areas of Istanbul. No specific threats were listed. Officials said the U.S. consulate in Istanbul will remain open and fully staffed despite the evacuations. The order is limited to Istanbul and does not apply to other U.S. diplomatic posts in Turkey. At least 18 people were killed Saturday after a Saudi-led coalition airstrike rained bombs on the war-torn western Yemeni town of Taiz. According to local sources quoted by the Houthi-controlled Sabah news agency, around four air raids targeted three houses in villages in the Al Saul district of Taiz province. Taiz, the cultural center of Yemen, has been torn between coalition-backed forces and the Shiite rebels, known as Houthis, for the past year and a half. Voters went to the polls in Iceland Saturday, and early results indicate the ruling Independence Party has maintained its majority in the country's parliament. With about one-third of the votes counted, the Independence Party had about 30% of the ballots. The Left Green Party was in second place, with the Pirate Party in third. The election was called after the country's former prime minister resigned following protests that erupted after his offshore financial holdings were revealed in the Panama Papers scandal. Three crew members on the International Space Station departed the orbital outpost early Sunday morning. Expedition 49 Commander Anatoly Ivanishin of the Russian Space Agency and flight engineers Kate Rubens of NASA and Takuya Onishi of the Japan Space Agency are expected to land in Kazakhstan. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.